听力课堂，听 class.com。
Hi friends, welcome to Studio Classroom Worldwide. My name is Steve. You know, we love it when we hear from friends around the world. And today, we have a special greeting from the south of Taiwan.
Hi, my name is Pan Fu Zhao, the principal of Sanxin High School. My students are learning English from Studio Classroom every day. They enjoy the program very much.Thank you, Studio Classroom.
Thank you, Mr. Pan, for those warm greetings. Well, this month's Studio Classroom travel article features a city that's magical and exotic. It's colorful and exciting. Yes, we're going to Marrakesh. Marrakesh is not the capital of Morocco, though it was at one time. Nor is Marrakesh even the largest city in Morocco. Despite all that,Marrakesh remains Morocco's heartbeat. One reason is that the city is always bustling. Let's look at that great verb, bustle. Bustle. Our example sentence reads, This bustling market is one of the city's main tourist attractions. What are some other reasons Marrakesh is considered the heartbeat of Morocco? Let's find out as we open our magazines to page 12,and head to magical Marrakesh.
Magical Marrakesh. Find the heartbeat of Morocco in colorful and exciting Marrakesh. Marrakesh has many names. The Red City, Pearl of the South, the Heartbeat of Morocco, and lives up to them all.This bustling city charms visitors with its beautiful palaces, ancient winding streets, colorful goods, and lively city square. Located in central Morocco, Marrakesh rests at the foothills of the snow-capped Atlas Mountains. Its location and rich cultural traditions make it one of the hottest tourist destinations in North Africa today.
Friends, I'm Rachel.
And I'm Chip.
And I'm Chelsea. Thank you for joining us today for our travel article. We are going to be going to magical Marrakesh and trying to find the heartbeat of Morocco in this colorful and exciting city.
Now, maybe you've never heard of Marrakesh, but you are going to learn a lot about this bright and vibrant and fun city. And the first thing we're going to learn is that Marrakesh has many names. Chip, what are some of the names that this city has earned or that people know this city by?
Well, our article gives three names. It says it's sometimes called the Red City, other times the Pearl of the South.And other times it's called the heartbeat of Morocco. Now, that word heartbeat is actually one that we saw in the deck, but what are we talking about here, Chelsea? If it's the heartbeat of Morocco, what does that mean?
Well, we know that a heartbeat is what gives a human life. It keeps us alive. And so the heartbeat of a city just means that it might be the part of the country that is the most alive, that has maybe the most people wondering about and justIt really keeps going because it's the heartbeat of Morocco.
Yes, it's a very fun place to be. And as we see, it's the Pearl of the South as well. And so it's kind of a unique city. And I know that the city lives up to all of these names or these nicknames. The next word we see here that defines the city is the word bustling.A bustling city. Now, what does it mean if a city is bustling?
Well, it means it's very, very busy, probably lots of movement, lots of people bustling about or moving around very quickly and with a lot of energy. So it sounds like we've got a city here with a lot of energy and life.
We do. In fact, our text says that this bustling city charms visitors, or it interests visitors, or it pleases them when they come. And it charms them with its beautiful palaces, its ancient winding streets, its colorful goods, and lively city square. Now, this certainly sounds like a place that has a lot going on.
Oh, for sure. And I know that to me, Morocco has always seemed kind of a bit of an exotic country. And I think there's a lot of history there, as well as a lot of unique things that you might not see in other countries. So if you go to the city of Marrakesh, you will see beautiful palaces, of course, where maybe kings and queens lived or used to live, and ancient winding streets, and a lot of markets as well.
Certainly. And actually, this is located just south of the Iberian Peninsula. And in the past, we've looked at the Iberian Peninsula in our magazine. And so Morocco is the country just south of that peninsula. And Marrakesh is located in central Morocco. And Marrakesh rests at the foothills of the snow-capped Atlas Mountains. Now, we're talking about snow-capped mountains, Chelsea. What's that all about?
Well, if a mountain is snow-capped, that means it is covered in snow at the top. You can actually see a picture of the Atlas Mountains in your magazine on page 13 at the top in the middle. And you might not expect Africa to have mountains that have snow on the top, because we usually think of Africa as being very hot and maybe dry in places, but we have snow here in Africa.
Wow, very interesting. So I'm sure those are also a big tourist spot. We see here that this city, the location of Marrakesh and its rich cultural traditions make it one of the hottest tourist destinations in North Africa today. So it sounds like a lot of people like to go there on vacation.
And our article says that it's the hottest, one of the hottest tourist destinations. I suppose we could be talking about the temperature, but here we're talking about popularity, right?
Popularity, I would assume so. It sounds like a lot of people go here. It's a place that I think I might enjoy going one day. But for now, we are going to take a break and go to the chat room. But we'll be back because we have more to tell you about when it comes to Marrakesh. So stay with us.
Hello, friends. Welcome to the chat room. I'm Beth.
And I'm Ken. In our lesson today, we learned that Marrakesh has a lot of names, like the Red City, Pearl of the South, the Heartbeat of Morocco. Beth, these are called nicknames, right?
That's right. A nickname is a descriptive name that can replace the actual name of a person, place, or thing.
What are some other common city nicknames?
Well, in America, the city of Chicago is nicknamed the Windy City, and New York City is nicknamed the Big Apple. Tinseltown is a nickname for Hollywood. And in Europe, Paris is known as the City of Lights.
Okay. 今天的课文提到马拉喀什是有不同的 nicknames, 称号。其实世界上有许多的城市都有他们个别的称号。像芝加哥叫做 The Windy City, 风城。纽约叫做 The Big Apple, 大苹果。巴黎叫做 The City of Lights。而好莱坞呢叫做 Tinseltown。Beth, I can understand the nicknames of all the cities you mentioned, except Tinseltown. How did Hollywood get that name?
Good question, Ken. First of all, tinsel is a shiny material used as a decoration. It usually comes in very thin strips or threads.
Oh, like the kind people use to decorate Christmas trees.
Exactly. And tinsel also gives people the sense that it's something that glitters but has no value. So originally, when Hollywood got the name Tinseltown, it carried the meaning that while the town glitters, like the stars who live there, it doesn't have any substance.
So it's not a complimentary nickname for Hollywood.
Well, the name Tinseltown has been used for a long time, and now it's just a nickname for Hollywood, and it no longer has a negative meaning.
I see. 好莱坞为什么叫做 Tinsel Town? 首先 Tinsel 是一种金光闪闪用来装饰的铝箔纸条，虽然闪亮发光，但是给人一种很廉价俗气的感觉，这也是当初为什么好莱坞会得到这个称号。但是经过多年的使用，这个称号现在已经不再带有它原本负面的含义，只是用来形容闪耀夺目的好莱坞。
It's time to take a break, but stay with us. Studio Classroom will be right back.
Welcome back from the break, everyone. This month's travel article takes us to Marrakesh. What does the name Marrakesh mean? I'll tell you after we finish this section of the lesson. First, though, three key words from our word bank.The first is tile, as in Jill's bathroom floor is covered with blue and yellow tiles. Next is the adjective haunting. The remains of the building are a haunting reminder of last year's terrible fire. And thirdly, the word courtyard. Many of the campus's classroom buildings have courtyards where students can relax or study.Okay, let's get back to Marrakesh, where we visit a mosque, a palace, and a garden.
Magical Marrakesh. A mosque, a palace, and a garden. Near the city center, the towering minaret of Kotobia Mosque rises up from a sea of rose-colored buildings.The historic building features eye-catching ceramic tiles and decorative arches. Non-Muslims cannot enter the mosque, but its haunting call to prayer can be heard throughout the city 5 times a day. Another city treasure, the 19th century Bahia Palace, boasts impressive mosaic ceilings and tiled courtyards. The lovely Jardin Marjorel,A beautiful garden filled with rare plants also attracts tourists. After enjoying the flowers, many guests check out the paintings, pottery, and jewelry on display at the garden's Islamic Art Museum.
Welcome back. So let's take a deeper look at this city called Marrakesh, the city of many names in northern Africa. And our next section is called A Mosque, A Palace, and A Garden. Now let's talk about that word mosque. It's a building, right, Chelsea?
It is. It's a building that is specifically made for Muslims. It's where they go to worship. Christians call their buildings churches, and maybe Buddhists call their buildings temples, but Muslims call their building a mosque, so it's where they go to worship.
And we're going to look at some specific things that we can see in this city. Our author's giving us some places we could visit if we ever get there on vacation. She tells us that near the city center, the towering minaret of Kotobia Mosque rises up from a sea of rose-colored buildings. Let's stop for a minute. I see an unfamiliar word there.Maybe, Chip, you could tell us what a minaret is.
Well, a minaret is often connected to a mosque. And actually, the minaret is the part of the building that is very tall and thin. It looks like a tower. So a minaret is a tower that belongs to the mosque. And actually, I believe in minarets, you have a person who calls people to prayer from that tower.
That's right. So they look to this minaret and maybe they hear their call to prayer. And this historic building also features eye-catching ceramic tiles and decorative arches. Now, when we are talking about tiles, we are talking about square pieces of maybe baked clay that are used to cover walls or maybe floors. And sometimes they are very decorative and sometimes they are very plain. So you can also see this at this mosque.
There will always be something beautiful to look at in this city. Now, we learned some important details here. If you're not a Muslim,You can't enter the mosque, but you can still hear the haunting call to prayer, which is actually heard 5 times a day throughout the city. Now, why would we call that haunting? I guess when I think of haunting, I think of a haunted house or a very scary thing at Halloween.
Right. Well, we're not talking about the cult of prayer as a haunting like that. Here we're talking about haunting as a way of saying that it stays in the mind. It continues to stay or remain in your mind. It's not easily forgotten. And so you can hear this call to prayer throughout the city 5 times a day. So it certainly stays with you.
I imagine that it would. So the mosque is one area you can visit, but another city treasure, the 19th century Bahia Palace, boasts impressive mosaic ceilings and tiled courtyards. Now, this also sounds like a very beautiful place to go to visit if you ever have the chance to vacation there. Now, Rachel, when we're talking about courtyards, what type of an area is that referring to?
Well, that's like an outdoor area or a big open space that is surrounded by walls or buildings. So often, if you go to a palace, there will be a beautiful courtyard you can walk through, maybe with a lot of flowers, or they've taken a lot of time to make the grounds or the landscape look beautiful. And we're going to also talk about a garden here, aren't we?
That's right. It's called I might need your help with this, Chelsea.
I think it's Jardin Majorel.
Jardin Majorel.
Yes.
Okay, the Jardin Majorel. It's a beautiful garden, and it's filled with rare plants, and it also attracts tourists. So it sounds like a beautiful area.
Well, there is definitely beauty all over the place in Marrakesh. Right now, we have some more information for you about a traditional Moroccan house, so enjoy this.
Stay in a riad. Riad, which means garden in Arabic, is a traditional Moroccan house. Beautifully designed, each one of these homes has an enclosed garden and fountain. The rooms of the house are arranged around the open space in the middle. Years ago, all the members of an extended family would live together in one riad. Today, many tourists who travel to Marrakesh choose to stay in small hotels that were, at one time, traditional riads.
So if you enjoy beautiful, rare flowers, you should go to this garden and you can enjoy the flowers and just appreciate the beauty and the work that they put into this place. And as well, you can also check out paintings, pottery, and jewelry. And where is that on display?
Well, this is on display at the Gardens Islamic Art Museum. And actually, that's all we have for today. We have more tomorrow. But before we leave, we're going to enjoy some beautiful pictures from Morocco and a skit.
I'm going on a trip.
That's great. Where are you going?
I'm going to the Red City.
Where is that?
The Pearl of the South.
I still don't know what you're talking about.
I'm traveling to the heartbeat of Morocco.
What place lives up to those names?
Marrakesh. You know, the bustling city that charms visitors.
Tell me more.
It has palaces, winding streets, colorful goods, and a lively city square.
Oh, it sounds like a popular place.
Oh, it is. It's a hot tourist destination.
Exactly where is Marrakesh located?
Oh, it rests at the foothills of the snow-capped Atlas Mountains.
Oh, the Atlas Mountains. Where are they?
North Africa.
Africa? Will you see tall giraffes?
No, I'll see tall buildings with eye-catching tiles and decorative arches.
Mm. Oh, will you hear the call of elephants?
No, I'll hear the haunting call to prayer.
Oh.
And I'll see courtyards and gardens and paintings and pottery and jewelry. Oh, hooray, I'm going to Marrakesh.
So, no elephants and No giraffes?
No.
Oh. Too bad.
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 第一个重点我们看 bustle 这个动词。注意它的 T 在这里是不发音的，念成 bustle。Bustle 是指忙忙碌碌或者是熙熙攘攘。例如 ,this bustling market is one of the largest in the country. 这个很忙碌的市场是国内最大的市场之一。如果是 bustle with something, 是指充满了某个事物。例如 ,this city is bustling with all sorts of activities and excitement. 这个城市充满了各式各样的活动跟令人兴奋的事物。接下来我们看的是 tile 这个名词。tile 是指砖或者是瓦或者是板状的东西。例如 ,the owner used imported tiles on the floor of the entrance of his house. 屋主在玄关的地板上使用的是进口的瓷砖。或者是 ,they used ceramic tiles on their roof. 他们的屋顶用的是瓷砖。tile 可以指动，可以当动词，意思是指铺上瓷砖。例如 ,we're going to tile our bathroom this weekend. 这个周末我们要把浴室贴上瓷砖。最后我们看的是 haunting 这个形容词。它的动词是 haunt,h-a-u-n-t, 意思是指萦绕在心头或者是不断浮现。所以形容词 haunting 是指萦绕在心头的或者是令人难以忘怀的。例如 ,the haunting memories of the car accident still trouble her. 车祸令人难以磨灭的记忆仍然让他很困扰，或者是 The photographer captured the haunting beauty of Alaska. 这个摄影师捕捉住了阿拉斯加令人难忘的美景。And that's all for today. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye bye.
Magical Marrakesh.Find the heartbeat of Morocco in colorful and exciting Marrakesh. Marrakesh has many names. The Red City, Pearl of the South, the heartbeat of Morocco, and lives up to them all. This bustling city charms visitors with its beautiful palaces, ancient winding streets, colorful goods, and lively city square. Located in central Morocco,Marrakesh rests at the foothills of the snow-capped Atlas Mountains. Its location and rich cultural traditions make it one of the hottest tourist destinations in North Africa today. A mosque, a palace, and a garden. Near the city center, the towering minaret of Kotobia Mosque rises up from a sea of rose-colored buildings.The historic building features eye-catching ceramic tiles and decorative arches. Non-Muslims cannot enter the mosque, but its haunting call to prayer can be heard throughout the city 5 times a day. Another city treasure, the 19th century Bahia Palace, boasts impressive mosaic ceilings and tiled courtyards. The lovely Jardin Marjorelle,A beautiful garden filled with rare plants also attracts tourists. After enjoying the flowers, many guests check out the paintings, pottery, and jewelry on display at the garden's Islamic Art Museum.
Okay, what does the name Marrakesh mean? Well, first we should know that it's notan Arabic word. The name comes from the Berber people, who were the original peoples living in North Africa way, way before the Romans and Muslims arrived. It is believed Marrakesh comes from the Berber word Mu'akush, meaning land of God. The Muslims later borrowed the word to describe the area of what was, at the time, the western end of their empire. Okay, tomorrow,We continue exploring magical Marrakesh, and we continue testing my ability to speak proper Arabic. We'll do all of that when we visit Jama Elfna Square. Friends, Ma'asalama.